Okay. So hi, I am Ephraim. I've been working on GNU Geeks for about 8 years now. So supporting the PS ABIs with Geeks. So the PS ABIs are the, say, hey, it's been 20-ish years since we first got x86-64. It'd be nice if we compiled for something a little newer. So the PS ABIs are a nice way to go and, let's see if I can see both screens, to go and see, to support both the older machines and the newer machines at the same time. So this is the output that I got from my computer running --help on ld.so. So as you can see, my machine supports x86, 64, v3, and v2, and of course the original, just regular x86, 64. So it's, you know, how we actually go and figure out what is supported and what isn't. So something that I wasn't able to find looking through everything is, where are these directories? I know the libraries go in /lib, and not really clear where the alternate ones go. So I did what any normal person would do. I went to my local checkout of glibc, and I searched for glibc hardware caps. So from the test suite, we got $L, glibc hardware caps, our little string, and our library. And we also got that supported on three architectures. So we can see that x86-64 isn't the only one that is looking for faster libraries. So that gives us on x86-64 these four paths where ld.so will actually search for libraries that are supported, more or less. So we have our /lib and then the two that are after it. For the sake of completeness, we also have for PowerPC 64 little endian, we have Power 9 and Power 10, and for S390, we have these other ones. And I've never seen an S390 machine, I just assume that they exist. So that works well on a regular distribution where, you know, all of the libraries go into /lib or /user/lib. But in Geeks, everything has its own path that everything gets installed into. And, you know, fancy word at the top there is directed acyclic graph. So, you know, individually I know what all of those words mean, but in general it's, you know, like the arrows have.